We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're joined by Jill Schlesinger of Jill on Money, talking about everything to do with your finances. And Jill, I couldn't help but notice one of your latest blogs, Preparing for Armageddon. Now, this is what I've got. I've got like 6 months of water. I've got the fallout shelter ready. I mean, what else do I need?
Well, I guess that I'm really putting this out there because of getting a lot of comments on the radio show where I think people are reacting to bad news from around the world, right? They listen to us. They hear the news. They read the news. It's kind of scary, right? Fighting in Syria, protests in Hong Kong, this crazy vote in Brexit, the impeachment inquiry, the trade conflicts, and you get nervous. And what people want to know is, okay, world's going to hell in a handbasket. What do I do, Jill? And I think what they're trying to do is outfox the markets, because really stock markets are still within about 1% of their all-time highs, right? So you say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be really smart. If the world's going crazy and Armageddon is approaching, then obviously I should sell every stock I own and go to cash. No, don't do that. So what you can do is, if you are nervous, you go back to your basics and you say, have I addressed my big three concerns in my personal financial life? Have I paid down my outstanding consumer debt? Is it a credit card? Is there an auto loan? Is there a student loan? Have I really worked hard to whittle that away? That's actually way more important than you figuring out whether to be, 70% in stocks in your IRA or 50% stocks. Next, instead of stockpiling that water, which I think I want you to be hydrated, Brian, believe me, I'm all in on that.
Okay, good.
You also want to have 6 to 12 months of your living expenses socked away. And that means socked away not in your mattress, but in a savings account, a checking account, money market, a short-term CD, something like that. That's one of the best ways to really feel like you're taking action and protecting yourself. And then I would also note that, as long as you're contributing to your retirement account, keep doing it. Even if the markets are gyrating, when they go down, just think, I'm buying on sale. That's great. The jobs market is still very strong, 50-year lows in the unemployment rate. If you are feeling particularly worried about your own job, now would be a great time to go look for something new. Or now might be a good time to say, in my company, my division is weak. Maybe I can get myself over to the stronger division of the company. So use this opportunity while things are still good, especially in the employment landscape, to do something to better your own lot in this as a worker.
We were talking about this late last week, these fears of a recession and, kind of what to watch out for. When you talk about jobs and the job market, are there areas where maybe you are looking that are considered to be recession proof if, in case we do fall into a recession?
I think that people are not so much worried. I would say economists are not going to say this is a recession-proof sector, but there are certain companies that are do better during these hard times. So obviously, if you're working for a startup company and they're using tons of borrowed money, a recession would be very bad. I think that what you really need to think about is, how's my company doing now? Are they doing okay? Are they big exporters and this trade war has hurt them? And are they going to be okay? Are they going to survive it? Are you working for a bank where, banking industry, as much as they cry about, interest rates are falling, that's bad for us, all the banks released earnings last week that were pretty good across the board. Am I working at a bank that is going to survive or thrive no matter what? Many of us know the companies that we're working for. Do you know your competition? Do you know the companies that actually keep your bosses up at night? Maybe you should go talk to them. I know that sounds so disloyal, but, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, and most employers are not watching out for you. So I think you got to watch out for yourself.
Right. Always a good idea. Speaking of a recession, what is your thought? We keep hearing this, I think, more and more so over the last month, maybe of this fear of a recession is around the corner. Now, we all know that at some point we're due for maybe a correction, right? The markets don't just keep going up, 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 and up, and up forever. But is a recession around the corner?
Here's what I want you to differentiate between. These are two different concepts. A recession is different than market movement. A recession is a much broader definition, meaning it's a slowdown in the overall economy. And part of that overall economy can include the stock market. So, right, the stock market is a bunch of companies and our bet on whether or not they'll make money in the future. But a recession is going to be much more impactful for many more Americans, whereas, you know, the market could go down 15% right now and half of the United States populace wouldn't care. They don't own a stock. Doesn't matter. But you have a recession where companies are laying off folks or where they are cutting pay or hours. That will affect almost everybody. A recession is coming, and so is a bear market. I don't know when. So recessions are a natural occurrence. You know, it's like the ebb and flow of a tide. It's going to happen. I don't know whether you want to get a real worry about this recession is coming because this expansion has been going on for 10 years. Just remember, Australia's in a 28-year expansion. We're in uncharted territory, so nobody knows when it's coming next.
Okay, so a good thing to keep in mind. Hey, Jill, thanks so much. Jill on Money every weekend right here on WBEM. Make sure you're tuning in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.